This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
The podcast no one asked for, but you want it anyway. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Hey, welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom Show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold, joined by Jess Hooker, Jessica Alsman, Jason Hofsetz, and y'all, it's the Christmas season. Wow. That was kind of like a scary Christmas season. That sounded like when like Jordan Peele makes a movie about Christmas. Jingle bell, like it's in a minor key. I was going to say ho, 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 but then that kind of sounded like a derogatory term. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Is it though?
Ho, ho, ho. Well, there's two women and there's Jason here, so I didn't want it to make it sound like I was calling you each a ho.
Only if you made eye contact on each ho.
Yeah, exactly.
Like ho, each person.
Ho,
yeah.
Ho, ho.
Yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'm with it. I'm down with it.
What is your favorite Christmas song? Thanks for asking. Mine is...
Yeah, go ahead. You got this.
Christmas Rapping. Do you know that song?
No, I thought you meant like it was a rapper and he was rapping about Christmas.
Nope. It's called Christmas Rapping. It's when you hear it, you'll immediately know it. Unfortunately, I don't know who sings it, but it's my favorite song.
Big fan, apparently.
Yeah, huge fan of the the song that plays for 1 month out of the year. I'm not going to do the research.
But it's like a song that you'd hear
probably like The Pretenders or somebody like that.
And like you'd hear it Christmas shopping. It's not like one of those rogue renegade Christmas songs.
Yes.
It's not like someone says Die Hard's their favorite Christmas movie.
Mm-mm. Did any of you work retail during the holidays?
Yeah, I worked at JCPenney when I was in high school.
Oh, the month of music.
Yeah.
Just on repeat.
Yeah.
I worked in a factory that did Christmas tags.
Okay.
So it was a summer job, and they're preparing for Christmas in the summertime. And that, if I had to put a year on that, actually it was 2 years, summer of 92 and 93.
Okay.
And I think just last year was the first year I didn't see any of those tags.
Really?
I think I finally went through all of them that I brought home from
Yeah.
I really like that wonderful Christmas time song by Paul McCartney that everybody on the show famously hates.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Josh does not care for that one.
It's probably because he's heard it 800 times in one season. Mm. And it wears on you. Like give up the dough, what is it? Oh, crap, never mind. I don't know why I brought up the story.
Give up the dough.
It's like, give up the dough on Christmas, yo. It's by Run DMC.
Oh, there you go. They had two Christmas songs.
Run DMC has two
It's called
songs.
Christmas Is.
Dude.
Okay.
This rules. Right. This is why I love capitalism and I love record deals.
Right.
Because there is no way that the fellas from Run DMC would ever by themselves be like, we love Christmas twice.
Dr. Seuss is the Grinch in 1992, supposedly.
Really? Wait, wow. Grinch in 92? That wasn't...
That was not Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. That was his was later, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
I saw that for the first time a year or two ago.
You like it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
I like him. It has some Mask vibes, you know?
Yeah. There's a little bit of,
yeah.
There's some magic in it.
Yeah. I liked it. Turns out Christmas Rapping came out the same year I was born. It is 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's old.
It's very
I wasn't
very,
thinking
very
that.
Old.
It's probably the special connection.
Very old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening to it in my womb.
Okay, well, before things get too weird, before we get too into womb jokes, let's throw some punches early with the roast of Santa.
Live from the North Pole, it's the roast of Santa Claus. Now please welcome your host for the evening. He's mean, green, and rarely seen. The tirading toy maker, Zinger, the comedy elf.
Thank you. We're here tonight to honor the man they call Santa Claus, or St. Nick, Kris Kringle, Father Christmas. Seriously, This guy has more names than Puff Daddy. Here's another name for your list. Tightwad. The man pays nothing. I asked Santa for a raise. He put lifts in my shoes. He won't even pay to upgrade our toy factory. Our quality control has thrown out more Barbies than Hugh Hefner. I don't want to say our paint has lead, but we've had more toys recalled than China. It's to the point now, the good kids are getting a lump of coal. And we ain't meeting OSHA standards, neither. Seriously, our table saw has taken more fingers than Paris Hilton. And he's not just cheap, he's gotten lazy. The last time Santa checked the list twice was to see if his name came up at the Heidi Fleiss trial. Really? You find that disturbing? Meanwhile, you're comfortable with an old man asking little girls if they've been naughty. And trust me, he is an old man. When Santa throws his sack over his shoulder, it ain't got nothing to do with toys. Oh, and by the way, kids, it doesn't hurt Santa's feelings if you don't believe in him. The man is used to it. He's married! Don't get me started on Mrs. Claus. I don't want to say the woman is cold, but Jack Frost shook her hand, and his nipples got hard. The woman is so harsh, she only decorates her tree with blue balls. Speaking of which, I asked Santa if his wife did her own trimming. He said no. She has it waxed by an Asian. She needs to. The last time Mrs. Claus was at the mall, a little girl tugged on it to see if it was real.
Oh.
Hey, what do you want? I'm waist high. You notice. Frosty the Snowman is here. I'll say this. He's got some balls. Sadly, they've been ripped off and thrown at passing cars. We rolling now. Speaking of rolls, how fat does Santa plan to get? The last time Santa saw his feet, little boy still wanted marbles for Christmas. Santa Claus is so fat.
How fat is he?
He has to wipe his belly every time he pees.
Oh,
sure. Everybody loves the jolly fat man until you wake up Christmas morning to find him flatlined on your toilet. Speaking of sad endings, I'm either getting the light or Rudolph just showed up. That deer has one bright snout, doesn't he, Santa? Seriously. I haven't seen a nose that red since Mr. Heat Miser teabagged your wife. Zinger out!
Zinger out!
Zinger, the Christmas elf, everybody. I love, like, inventing a character. You know him. He's the green Christmas elf singer.
Yes.
So I want to carbon date that piece a little bit. What I'm going to go for, there was a trial that was mentioned that I don't remember or understand, but I remember is this guy's got more names than Puff Daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's got to be around like 04, which is coincidentally I said that earlier.
I don't know if it is, but I know that the Heidi Fleiss trial started in 94.
Okay.
And yeah, it was early, 96.
Puff Daddy.
I think she was overturned in 96.
I mean, Junior Mafia's around.
Yeah, I was a freshman in high school in 96. So, mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Late 90s, early O's maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that really, really weird. I like how that just, it goes on for way too long.
But also thinking, too, the guy that wrote those, his name's Scott.
Scott Dunn gets all the credit
Scott
for this.
Scott Dunn, yes. Yeah, Scott Dunn did a lot of those roasts at that time, and he was around in the early to mid-2000s, so yeah.
Yeah, I would say early 2000s.
Yeah.
03, 04, 05, something in there. Maybe, you know, it might even been up here, honestly, after
05.
Yeah,
who knows? Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's a little dated, but... we used to say zinger out all the time. Like when that thing
did
was
you
that,
really?
Yes, Matt and I would say that. Zinger out.
I don't remember that.
At the end of that bit. I don't know
That's
why it's
funny.
So silly.
That could be another thing. It could be an allusion or a nod to Seacrest out. So that also kind of speaks to 04.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
if
yeah,
we're
yeah.
really that worried about when it right, came out. True. I don't know why. That's been my whole mission to figure out when that came out. But it's... Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how unique of a thing to rip on Santa. I mean,
exactly.
That was 3 minutes of wonderful glory. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, also, like, roasts, like, typically, it's always more than one person, and there's no, it's not like, coming up next, we have Mrs. Claus.
Right, right.
They're not living, it's just the jokes about that. And then they do, like, the giving the light thing, which is, like, inside comedy stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that inside, but it's very long. It's a lot of inside stuff.
Yeah.
I love jokes like that. Like, right when you want it to be over, they do two or three more, and then you're back on board. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I love the snowman, Frosty the Snowman, taking his balls. Snowball fight. So funny.
So, Alsman, we're talking about 8-year-old you in the hallway.
Yeah.
Does 8-year-old Alsman remember a Santa interaction?
By then, probably not. I probably avoided him because he, I don't know, was a stranger. But
okay. You were at stranger danger point in your life?
Probably, yeah. Unless I knew them.
Santa's kind of terrifying when you're a little kid. It's overwhelming, I think.
No, I was the opposite. I wanted all the presents. I would kiss anybody's ass I had to, including a stranger with a white beard. I didn't care who it was.
I love the idea of Santa, but you show up and then you have to wait in line and you get really anxious and your siblings are around you.
And you always have that one sibling that cries every time.
That was me. I was the kid that cried.
Jesus, Willie.
And then Charlie was the kid that was like, Santa, I hope you're ready for my PowerPoint on what I want this year. That kid loved Christmas.
Yeah.
One time we did vision boards for you just cut out stuff on magazines. Yeah. Like kind of a fun way for your kids to say what they want.
Sure.
And Charlie had a boat and a snake on there. He just cut out a picture. Everyone was using toy magazines and he found a nature magazine.
Yeah.
That's a smart kid, by the way.
Yeah, that's funny.
Willie really described millennials seeing Santa. I'm real anxious. My other brother has a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. It's kind of freaky. It's weird to be like, hey, we're going to go see this magical creature. Where is he? The mall. Why wouldn't Santa would go somewhere else? Not the mall.
No, the mall's where all the shop, where the all the toys are.
Yeah, that's where all the toys are.
Yeah,
so
but
the
Santa gets it direct from the source. Yeah. I don't know.
Line. It's that line of kids. It's like, well, I'm no better than any of these kids. So. Yeah. Why does he want to talk to me?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, but no, you gotta wait in line to earn. You gotta earn this.
But my mom supposedly had his phone number. She could call him at any time. So why would I have to wait and meet him?
I had the same situation, except we had our spare bedroom, and that's where my dad would set up all the gifts, and that's where he would do all the wrapping every year. So at the end of the hallway, and at one point, and I don't know how or when, or I'm actually really embarrassed to even say this. But at one point, my brother and I were certain that Santa was in there with him, helping him wrap the presents and get everything ready.
That's awesome.
Right? And so for the longest time, it was just oh, okay. My dad would have a sign, no, no, no Jess, no Josh, you can't come in here. There would be a sign up there, and we knew that that's when Santa was in there. Yeah.
Did you guys ever have a big reveal? One time, I noticed that Santa's handwriting was very similar to my older sister Lucy's handwriting. And there was an explanation. There was something to it. But also, I think I believed in Santa till 11. I got up to fifth grade. Yeah, I think I really wanted to enjoy the kid thing.
Yeah.
I was skeptical in my head, but I remember really wanting to believe in Santa.
No, my dad just told us no, I put the name tags on there. Mm-hmm. He brings the presents. And we were yeah, naturally. Right.
A lot of times we'd leave the house and so we wouldn't be there on Christmas, but we left Santa some cookies.
Oh, okay.
And so my wife would always have to go in right before we left. Oh, I forgot something and do something with the cookies.
Right, and it's funny
as the girls got older, they call, yeah, Mom, I always remember when you always had to go back in the house.
That's sweet, though.
It is kind of fun.
Okay, real quick, before we move on, where are you guys on eggnog?
Love it. Although I like the almond, and this is so bougie, whatever you want to call it, but I don't, it's like, that stuff's so heavy, and I'm really not a big dairy guy, but almond milk, and they have some coconut milk versions of it.
They have a lot, yeah.
Hilarious. I like it because it's just seasonal. You get it for a few weeks, and there you go.
I was just going to say that I like it because of booze. You went the opposite route.
I was going to say the exact. I haven't experienced sober eggnog, so I don't know. Maybe I'll try it. I'll give it a shot.
I want it because I want to get drunk, and Jason won't have it if it has dairy in it. That's a fun little dichotomy there.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
so you see where I'm at in my life, Willie. Mm-hmm. You're never gonna get here.
Oh. I think eventually the heartburn and the hangovers will get to me.
Catch up.
Okay, so this next one, poor Tim Kavanaugh sings about a not so good Christmas.
Last year was the worst Christmas I ever had. The presents that I hoped for got screwed up really bad. I asked for a toaster, my mother gave me toast. I asked for a poster, she gave me a post. I asked for crackers, my dad gave me some crack. Asked for the clapper, my wife gave me the clap.
Whoa.
It was the worst damn Christmas that I ever had. I asked was for a flugelhorn. My mom gave me the flu. I asked for some blue CDs. I got CDs that blew. I asked for a turtle. My dad gave me a turd. I asked for a bird bath. Santa gave me the bird. It was the worst damn Christmas I ever had. If I sound a little bitter, well, I am a little bit. I asked for Shih Tzu. Everybody gave me, shh, don't say it. Asked for a bread box. My sister gave me bread. I asked for headphones. My wife gave me headphones. It was the worst damn Christmas I ever had. It was the worst damn Christmas that I ever had.
Yeah.
Tim Kavanaugh, Worst Damn Christmas. I haven't heard that one in so long. It's so funny. I like how it starts and then it really amps up by the end.
It's
the
a pretty brilliant song of his, really. Mm-hmm. For Tim, I think that's a top three or four for me, mm-hmm. for him. It's gives you the headphones, gives me the headphones. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, it's the same thing of like how brilliant that song that he does, like the Detroit Pistons thing, mm-hmm. yeah. how you take one bit, you make it a word joke, and then you just amplify it and amplify it. It's perfect. So silly.
And shout out to Michael Clark, who's playing guitar on there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that wasn't, Tim's a good guitarist.
Yeah.
He's not that good.
Right, right, right.
Well, it's also like this really aggressive lead solo on an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just sounds like the guy that was going to go before him at the coffee shop open mic was like, I'm going to tear it up real quick. Like, it doesn't seem
I'm going to tear it up.
Yeah, like it doesn't seem super rehearsed. Yeah. Like, not that it's bad in any way. Right, it's really good, but they definitely put that together with only a few hours or whatever before the show. So silly.
Yeah. I loved it. Oh, that's a big fan.
Big fan.
Biggest laugh was, I think it was Bird Bath to Gave Me the Bird, because I just didn't see that one coming.
Also, the turtle and turd.
Very funny.
I enjoyed it.
Very funny.
The turd line. Mm-hmm.
Hey, back to Santa from the previous bit. Willie, were you at the showing that Tom took the kids to see Bad Santa?
The movie Bad Santa?
And he didn't know
I think
it was like an R-rated terrible movie?
I think so. I'm pretty sure we sat through the whole
you
thing.
You were so young, you don't remember.
The only movie we ever got pulled out of, my mom pulled us out of Bring It On.
What?
Yeah, they said the B word, and she wasn't down with that. So we were out of there. We were out of there real quick. But that's the only movie I've ever left early. It was unintentional. My mom just ripped us out of there. It was very funny. I think we went to go see Bad Santa. Mm-hmm. I like that movie. I like Billy Bob Thornton. Nothing wrong with that.
Donnie literally calls me Seabiscuit because of that kid. I mean, he's always like, do you want to make you sandwiches or whatever? And he's like, what are you, little Seabiscuit? And he keeps moving the checkers and he's just ADHD.
Okay.
You know, don't make me describe this kid.
I remember we walked out of a movie once. It was Movies 8 on the East Side. And my dad, I don't know why, he thought this was a good idea. He took me and my brother to a movie. And do you know what movie we walked out of? Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood.
Oh, the Wayans Brothers, like
that's
parody.
The name of the movie?
Yeah, that's the whole name of the movie.
It's like a parody of a lot of, it's like a scary movie thing. It's real funny.
And my dad took us to a lot of funny movies. Like we, Adventures of Fort Fairlane. Like we watched way too early. Way too early.
Yeah,
we
that was that. My high school.
Yeah. But we were watching it. My dad took us to comedy shows, like the David Spade and Daryl Hammond and all these guys that came through in the early 90s. Yeah.
You shaped who you are.
Yeah. This and this place.
Mm-hmm. That didn't sound very, and this damn place.
This place.
Is your go-to My Christmas Movie, like, is A Christmas Story, without a doubt?
What?
Yeah, that was the one that we would always watch as a family. That was the one that, like, my dad always got a kick out of.
All right.
He loves the lamp leg bit.
Okay.
It takes place
The era is totally your dad.
It takes place in Indiana, but like they shot it in Ohio or something.
Oh, really?
So he loves it for both those reasons. Yeah, it's right up his alley. And that's my, that one or Elf, I think, are my two favorites.
Okay, okay.
Is it technically set in Fort Wayne, I want to say?
I know that the Christmas scene, I think the Christmas scene's in downtown Indianapolis. I want to say Fort Wayne or Columbus for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's north, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, I'm all about Christmas Vacation.
That's Christmas Vacation
and
is our go-to.
I saw
yeah.
it in the theater.
Yeah.
And as a kid, the funniest part, I remember howling at the sledding scene where he waxed up the sled and just took off through town. Because it was probably, heck, I was probably in junior high.
Yeah.
But now as an adult, I appreciate everything else but that for whatever reason.
We have never watched that movie as a family. I think it's just a little too on the nose. I just don't think that we're ever going to do that.
Well, as my girls were growing up, we always made fun of, like if we ever wanted to make fun of something, we'd always use the name Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, Todd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was our go-to. Well, in the movie, Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her guy, his name is Todd.
Her name is Todd. So and her name is Margo.
Margo.
Yeah.
And the first time they saw that, and I forgot the guy's name was Todd. And boy,
did they lose it?
They lost their minds. Because they were probably just not quite teenagers, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So. But no, that's a go-to. I love that one.
I kind of have a vendetta against that movie. You know?
Why?
You try checking into a hotel this time of year. Oh, is this the Griswold family vacation? Okay, very.
Are you guys doing your big family trip?
We're doing a version of it, yeah.
No. Are you invited, Willie? That's the question.
I don't know. Have you heard about this?
No.
My dad still hasn't gotten my ticket for me. And every day he goes, hey, are you going to get this? I cannot afford it. I cannot afford this ticket. Are you going to get it? He goes, yeah, I'll get to it. I've asked him every day for the last 2 weeks. I think he might just want to do this with Family 3.0.
Yeah.
So we will see what happens. We'll see if I end up getting the invite.
No kidding.
I thought I was invited.
Is your sister going? Your older sister?
Again, I do not know.
You guys have each other's phone numbers, right?
It's very complicated. We're very bad at talking to each other. There's too many family group texts. Yeah. And then Sam and Pauline are getting married like the weekend before.
Right.
So I don't know if they're in.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's very, very complicated.
Yeah.
I think you could probably get everyone else to do a vacation and exclude him and, you know, it would go off without a hitch.
And he'd probably be okay with it, actually.
I don't think that would ever happen.
No.
If it's got to be, either he plans it or Lucy does it. Me and Sam, we're not good at putting our heads together.
Yeah.
If Lucy will tell me where to go and then I go there. That's how things work in my family.
Okay.
Or my dad tells me where to go. My mom tells me where to go. But
I'm that sister in my family, so I get that.
There's just, you know, when the 3 moms, 7 kids, there's a lot of clashing going on around the holidays. So we try to figure it out the best we can.
God, my stomach just turned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just coming from a blended family, I know how that goes.
But I giggled.
You know what
a little...
my dad knows now?
Yeah.
Now that we're all adults. Like I had to think about it. Well, legally we're all adults. My dad leaves. My dad is gone from, this year he's leaving the 16th and he's not coming back until the 2nd. He goes to Florida.
What coward.
He used to invite us. He doesn't invite us anymore. Now he goes there and he's like, I'll see you guys after the holidays. Cause he doesn't want to go to anything. He doesn't want to be around. He doesn't want to have to deal with it. And I think that if I was honest, you know what? I'm not going to be honest. Not here. Not now.
I feel like, though, as adults, I feel like it'd be easier.
Well, so we had a great grandma that lived for a really long time, and she had 9 kids, and she would go to each kid's house on Christmas.
Sure.
Like, she made the drive because she was like, no, you guys be with your family. I'll stop by each house.
That's great.
Right? Yeah. So that's what she would do. And I feel like that's what you should do. Like, that's what I would do. Yeah. Mm. Right?
I do not know.
And he's like, nope.
He's like,
I'm out of.
And much like your father, my dad has only told one of us that he's leaving. And that one told the rest of us.
Does he invite anybody else? Is it just him? Or is there a significant other around?
A significant other.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, then I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah. But if he could go without her, I think he would.
Hell yeah, Jess's dad. Okay, you guys, this next one, we have Ernie Fergler's PSA on Christmas tree safety.
Morning, Bob and Tom show.
Well, happy holidays. Ernie Fergler here.
Oh, hi, Ernie.
Fergler's Hardware. How is everyone?
Great. good. We're having a wonderful Christmas season, except for the Christmas tree situation that we have going right now.
You still have time to get a tree, right?
Yeah.
You know, first I got a load of 1,500 Christmas tree air fresheners for cars, and I sent those back, and then I got 500 tulip trees. So we just can't seem to get things right.
Do you have any Christmas trees?
No, that's the thing, Bob. We're 2 weeks out, and what? No trees. Huh. Well, now, correction, we have 47 trees that are between 50 and 80 feet tall still left out in the lot. They aren't moving. They're not moving at all.
You've got to have a really big foyer.
Well, we're thinking of a bonfire, but we're afraid it'll just burn down the whole city. So anyway, the guys in Screen Doors came running up to me and said that they had put together, because it is important how to take care of your trees when trees get dry and what have you, an instructional video from the Screen Door Gang.
What a great idea.
I guess it's ready to go. We might as well hear it. I haven't looked at this. Let's hear it.
Screen Door Productions presents Christmas Trees and You. Nothing says Merry Christmas more than a beautifully decorated Christmas tree displayed prominently in one's home. It is important to exercise proper Christmas tree maintenance safety procedures in order to maximize your holiday experience. A freshly cut Christmas tree is the first step towards uninterrupted holiday fun, as it properly retains moisture best, unlike a tree that has been cut for some time, known as a dry needle. Here's Heather and Dick in their home ready to adorn their holiday tree. Dick was unable to buy a fresh tree this year and opted for a regular yet beautiful Christmas tree purchased cheaply from some parking lot stand.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Heather can quickly see that this tree is a safety hazard, as the needles are falling off the tree as Dick carries it through the front door. Heather quickly admonishes him, "You have a dry needle, Dick." Uh-oh, Dick knows just what to do and replies, "Oh, yeah? Well, this Christmas tree stand isn't for the tree. It's to tie to my ass so I don't fall."
Man, those boys at Screen Door are always up to trouble. I love just how much setup that is, just for one punchline.
It's over 2 minutes of setup.
So
to get
much.
There,
yeah.
Just to get to Needle Dick.
And I kept laughing, thinking, is going to be the... Oh, yeah, not now.
Not yet. Nope,
it's not yet.
It's building. Oh, there's a bunch of tall trees. Is that the joke? Nope. That's not it.
Nope, that's not it.
It takes so long to get to it.
I always think, sometimes... Some of the insults that are out there, I have to tie a 2x4 to my ass so I don't.
I know.
That's so terrible.
Mm-hmm. That's so terrible. Like that. That's the. I.
Why
was,
are you there then?
I remember hearing boys, and because we had this really, really long hallway to get to lunch, and they would then, and whenever they would get to this entryway to this hallway to lunch, it was huge. This hallway was huge. Somebody would always yell like a hot dog down a hallway. And if it was hot dog day, somebody would throw a hot dog down that hallway. I didn't know what that meant until I came to work here and I heard Gunner yell it one time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I was like, what does that mean? And I was like,
and he explained it to you?
No. I knew better than to ask him.
Okay.
No. No. I think Jimbo actually was the one that told me. Yeah.
Was it like the end of Inception where you like just like oh no, gross.
Yeah.
So Willie, do you have a tree at your place?
I do not. I haven't had a Christmas tree since my freshman dorm.
That's so sad.
I got half one. I'm always
that's
out
like
of
10
town.
10 years.
I'm always out of town for Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
So
well,
I'm always out of town.
You're here for the two weeks.
Yeah, but what am I going to do? Me and my pals are going to hang out around the Christmas tree together?
But it's the weeks leading up to it.
That's a part of, yeah, that's the best part.
We really didn't even have Christmas trees in the house a lot growing up. Now there's a big Christmas tree and there's a lot of decor. Things are a little different.
The whole to-do is got to get the real tree.
Exactly. We did it a few times. I think we did it when I was really little, but from like 11 to 18, there was no Christmas tree in the Griswold household.
Are you serious?
I mean, maybe. Definitely not at my dad's. At my mom's, yes. At like, you know, at like Sally's mom's, sure. There's a tree over there.
Yeah.
But now my dad, dude, things used to be so practical. Remember?
Yeah.
Like back in the day.
I do remember.
Like, it used to be only cargo shirts and cargo shorts. We make fun of him, but he has expanded a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a certain era after I leave for college where, you know, now he's got a pair of jeans, you know.
Right.
Things branched out a little bit ever since. But yeah, when I was a kid, there was not a lot of Christmassy stuff.
Maybe because the tree kept drying out because the dogs were drinking the water underneath it.
Who knows?
Like, I don't have the time to dick with it. So,
but we were just always in Colorado skiing.
Yeah.
So that was the big thing. And then Christmas morning.
But you know what? If that's the trade.
And that's it. Yeah. And then Christmas morning, your present is that we all got to go skiing together. But we all loved it. We were all up there, you know, 8 in the morning. It was the greatest.
So you didn't open gifts when you were in Colorado?
We would do stockings some years.
Oh, okay.
But that's it. We'd always do gifts with my mom and my dad before we left for Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And that was always real, real fun.
Okay, cool.
And it was all ski gear.
So your parents still did Christmas together?
Yes, long time.
My parents did too, and I have done that with my kids.
It was great. It's really cool, and you feel like you have that whole, you know, Christmassy thing.
Yeah,
it's right before, like, finals week or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So you get to go to school and be like, hey, check this out. I got an iPhone. Nice Android jerk. You know? Or whatever it is.
Easy.
I forgot.
I'm not offended.
Oh, yeah, that
people
was right on.
People can make their own choices.
People can make their own choices.
I don't judge those that don't choose what I choose.
You know what's amazing is Alsman is so brittle with a lot of things in life.
Uh-huh.
Phone, she can just drop the FU all day long.
What do you mean? Me? You judge me.
You're so confident with it. You defend it.
I drop it all the time and it survives.
I wish you would defend yourself as much as you defend that phone.
Well, I'm not as tech savvy as the phone. So
I don't feel as confident as the phone should feel.
Indeed.
What do you guys do, Christmas? Yours is probably crazy.
No, I mean, crazy how? Like, just because I'm, like, mom mode? Or?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Your mom mode and your oldest sister.
And I'm the oldest sister.
If your dad's out of town, then I assume you're like, everybody's coming over, I'm cooking.
Yes, that
is
what
happens. Not in a mean way. That sounded rude. I did not mean to say that.
No. It's actually, yeah. So when I heard from one sibling that my dad was going to be gone again this year, I was like, all right. So usually what we do is, and my mom reminds me every year when I'm like, hey, do you guys all want to get together for Christmas on Christmas Eve? Because we haven't done it for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I was like, do you guys want to come over here for Christmas Eve? And mom's like, well, that's what we used to do when you were little. That was my day. And I was like, I am 40 years old. Like, we're not doing this anymore. No, so my mom and my sisters, my brother lives out of state and won't be here for the holiday, but... Yeah, my mom and my sisters will come over to my house for Christmas Eve. We'll hang out. Max and Addie's dad will come over and spend the night. And we wake up and we spend the whole day. And we make prime rib and have shrimp cocktail. And all of the Christmas snacks that I really, really hate.
Mm.
Like the Chex Mix with the white chocolate. Somebody
Bubba Chow.
Is that what that? Well, no, it's not the powdered sugar. It's the white chocolate drizzle.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Yeah.
But Max was like, hey, somebody on dad's side always makes this. Can you make this? And I was like, no, you can tell whoever on dad's side makes it to make it.
Yeah.
We're not making this crap here. But I got the ingredients, so I want to make it. Yeah, so we do all, like, it is basically just snacks for every meal leading up to Christmas. You know what I mean? Like meatballs and all, you know, all the weird stuff that you would have at, like,
a your Super
great,
Bowl.
At your great aunt's house on Christmas. Yeah,
oh,
like, kind of
so
like that.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just don't do anything.
Hmm.
It's amazing. Sure. I mean, I'm doing a lot.
I say, yeah, like it doesn't sound like you're not doing anything.
But I love it. I love that everybody's there, and it's fine. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Also, do you have a tree up already, or
we haven't put a tree up this year?
Are you going to?
I don't know. I think we're both just like meh.
Skip it. Yeah.
It's just one of those things where. Became too big of a hassle. We were too busy. And then, but usually you put it up like the day after Thanksgiving or on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people put them up before Thanksgiving this year, I noticed.
Oh, yeah. Was it a late Thanksgiving? I don't
know. No, was it an early Thanksgiving?
I think it was a little bit early.
No, it was late. No, it wasn't because it was, it was 20.
It was before his birthday.
So it was the 25th. Yeah. Yeah.
It was about right on time.
Right. I have two trees. I have a tree with white lights and I have a tree with multicolored lights.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's two vibes. I need to Or maybe I like white lights and everybody else likes the multicolor.
Are they in the same room?
No.
They can dual.
One's in one corner, one's in the other.
Is one like in the front room and one's in like a living room situation? Or is one...
Kind of, yeah. One is like up where our fireplace is and like where the stockings would be. And it's kind of like picturesque. But then the color one is where we like lounge and it's like very Christmassy red and green vibes, you know.
That rules.
Yeah.
I didn't know I'd live in a world where I'm hanging out with four of my friends or four of us and half of us don't have a Christmas tree up.
I know.
That's
kind of
wild.
And I'm not saying. We usually do. Things have happened.
But I'm just saying I think more people aren't doing it.
I
feel like I hear that more often.
Yeah, there's definitely been some years I didn't want to, but I did anyway.
Okay. If I was going to have family at my place for Christmas, I would absolutely have a Christmas tree up.
Right.
But for now, it's like, I got 2 weeks. I'm out of town this weekend. I'm out of town next weekend, and then I'm gone, so I just don't want to.
Does Sam have one up?
I don't. Maybe Pauline does, because Pauline gets like, she's like
Christmas,
like,
yeah.
Pauline loves a theme and a project. Like, she just kicks ass. Like, for Halloween, she gives like little, like, caskets that she folds up.
That's fun.
It's crazy. It's like this like origami thing, but then she like puts a little bow on it. It's like the cutest thing ever.
That's cool.
For their wedding invites, there was like this incredibly formal calligraphy and attention to detail.
Yeah.
And my grandma was like, "Who did that?" And she was like, "I did that."
Yeah.
So she is, maybe she does have a Christmas thing up.
She's an artiste.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Awesome.
Well, let's get to our to our next bit. Let's celebrate the Peanuts at Christmas time.
Fans of Charlie Brown and the Peanuts gang were shocked and saddened to learn that voice actor Peter Robbins, who portrayed Charlie, was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison for making criminal threats. Inspired by this story, the Bob and Tom Network presents a brand new Charlie Brown special with a plot ripped right from today's headlines. Everyone's favorite lovable loser, Charlie Brown, is apart from the rest of the Peanuts gang for the first time because Charlie Brown got busted and is doing a nickel upstate.
Good grief. The cell is really small. My bunk is hard and lumpy. And there's a toilet in the middle of the room. And it smells worse here than at Pigpen's house.
It's the newest and grittiest Peanut special ever.
Oh, hello. I guess you're my cellmate. Gosh, you must really work out. You've got a lot of muscles. So what are you in for? Gee, did the police ever find the hooker's head? Oh. Huh? I don't understand. Why would I want to wear lipstick? What?
Oh my god!
It's the new animated television special. You're a prison bitch, Charlie Brown.
Oh, rats. That hurt way more than landing on my back after trying to kick that football. What? You sold me for a pack of cigarettes? Good grief.
You're a prison bitch, Charlie Brown. Exclusively on the Bob and Tom Network.
Charlie Brown, wonderfully portrayed by our friend, the newly married Chris Spangle. Congratulations, Chris.
Oh my gosh, did they beep out a womp womp womp? And was there a beep?
There might have been a beep there.
So funny.
There
was.
Yeah, yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
Did we rip that trumpet womp 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 sound, or did we make PJ?
Or did PJ
go in the recording studio for that bit?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I love all the work. I mean, you had to get PJ. You had to get the guy to record it. My dad was there. Yeah, we're doing this for a bit. I just love the amount of
not
work.
Not whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes. Overproducing, just nothing. So silly.
And is that the... Of all of our staff, who is the most perfect person to play Charlie Brown?
Oh. Right?
It's Spangle.
It is Spangle.
Good spirited.
God love him. Mm-hmm.
And did Chick do Charlie Brown in one, too?
Charlie Manson thing. Yeah.
Which Chick still swears is me, and that is not me as Lucy.
Oh, right. Yeah, we've gone through that. Yeah,
forever.
Yeah, Spangle posted a wonderful picture of him and his new bride, and it took everything in me to not post, respond to him,
yeah.
And I did not. But I wanted to.
Yeah.
Tom is looking forward to announcing your divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Of the famous story.
Because that's how we all met Spangle, was basically Tom introducing him and then mentioning his divorce.
That no one else knew about.
Yeah, that was rough.
He told Tom in confidence.
I made sure to text him just saying congratulations and nothing mean. Just establish, hey, this is a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Nothing rude here.
I know.
On behalf of all the Griswolds.
Yes. I will say, though, those photos have been McDuffin to hell. Our pal Ronald McDuffin.
He worked hard on
went to work on those, and you know, it's Chris or it's his bride, and then Chris, instead of being Chris, it's like a
hot dog.
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
It's
I didn't see them. Yes,
I mean, whatever you want it to be, they've really given him the business. But that's a really good bit. I like that bit a lot. And what I love, my favorite Christmas album, I guess, is the Vince Guaraldi Trio Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep. That's
love
good.
That one.
Shouldn't that be on regular TV?
It's only on PBS this year.
Really?
Yeah, they have exclusiveness to it.
Mm-hmm. That's
exclusivity.
I mean, I'm not mad about it.
I think it was that way last year even.
You guys want to hear a funny tradition that I didn't know was a tradition until recently?
Mm-hmm.
In the spirit of broken homes, my children come from one. And every year when my ex-husband comes over for Thanksgiving, he brings a set of rabbit ears to put on so that they can watch football, right? Because either I don't have DirecTV, I don't have a dish, all I have is streaming services.
Oh, I thought you meant like little rabbit ears so the kids could wear them while they
watch.
Wrong holiday is what I'm thinking.
No. Like TV rabbit ears, right? The antenna. He brings that so that they can watch TV.
Over the air.
Yes, over the air. And then we keep it so that we can watch the Peanuts Christmas and any other kind of Christmas specials that are on regular TV.
Yeah.
And then New Year's, I take it down and he takes it back. And he was like, this is my holiday memory, is putting this up every year. And I was like, that's so weird. But yeah, we do every year.
That's great.
Yeah. So odd.
I sort of have this Christmas Eve tradition where I get really drunk and I watch basketball and I black out.
Yeah.
Love Christmas.
Yeah. Good Christmas.
With eggnog, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll have like one cup of eggnog. I don't really seek it out. People don't tell you this. You can drink anything on Christmas. You can drink rum on Christmas if you want to.
You can.
You don't need to only drink Christmas cocktails. I feel like it's eggnog and red wine a lot around the holidays. But
yeah.
Have a Christmas bourbon if you like one. If you don't. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our next bit. I have a feeling this is going to be my favorite. It's a brilliant piece from Tim Wilson.
Uncle B.S., where were you December 24th, 1 hour B.C.? December 24th, 1 hour B.C. Working as a part-time night desk clerk, Bethlehem, Israel. Place called the North Star Motor Lodge. Booked up out their air in. Trying to get my Caesar's consensus form filled out. Stock a Coke machine all at the same time. Up to my butt in caffeine-free Diet Dr. Pepper. Some carpenter strolls in with a pregnant wife, a tired mule, and a bad attitude. Trying to strong-arm me into throwing two Roman soldiers out of room 107. I told him, Jesus Christ, man, we're in the people-pleasing business.
Tim Wilson.
Uncle B.S.
I mean, that is so perfect. I talked about it before when we had a bit where it's like he puts himself in Montgomery, Alabama in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are topics that me as a comedian, I would never touch because I'm not smart enough, I'm not funny enough to pull it off. And Tim, I mean, what a comedic genius. My goodness, that's a perfect bit.
I mean, he has me at 1 hour BC.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that right there alone is brilliant.
1 hour BC. I'm up to my ass in caffeine-free diet, Dr. Pepper. That will make me, caffeine-free diet, anything will make
me laugh. To me, that was very, a lot of Tim in there. Obviously, he's a Coke guy, being from Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's stocking a Coke machine, and then he's ripping on the competition.
Right, like,
why would you even make this?
Yes.
Because, like, that could have been, like, a joke opportunity to be like, I'm drinking on Bethlehem soda or whatever.
Right.
But to just have it be caffeine-free Diet Dr. Pepper, that's how it works for me. I don't know. That's right up my alley.
That's so funny.
So silly.
I remember when your dad one time was drinking, I think it was caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And I always look at that and go, well, what are you drinking? There's nothing left.
There's no sugar. There's no caffeine. It's stupid.
In the gold can.
That's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Jess, you know who else likes that? And it's going to make a lot of sense. And I'm not trying to be rude when I say this, but you guys remind me a lot of each other because you're both nurturing and sweet. My grandma. My grandma, she also drinks the caffeine-free diet.
Okay, it's two things. I don't want the sugar.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want the caffeine.
But you want the bubbly.
But I want the bubbly when I'm having popcorn, okay? That's my...
Dark cola?
I need a dark cola. I know that you're a Sprite guy with the popcorn.
Yes, exactly. I'm more of a Sprite guy. I need a clear cola.
Yeah, but I need... No, I need... Isn't that weird that
so
we know
fun.
That? Yeah.
So fun.
No, I need popcorn and caffeine-free Diet Coke. Mm.
There's certain things you need sodas for. If I'm watching a movie in theaters, I need a soda.
Yeah.
And if I'm eating a cheeseburger, I need a soda.
Okay.
Besides that,
pizza.
I scarcely ever, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably a beer, but
I scarcely ever have a soda. I can't, eating and drinking don't really, because I love them both so much, but I don't really do them together that well.
Yeah.
I usually space them out. I'll have the drinks. And then I decide I'm done. I start eating. I turn the switch off.
I bet that's the healthiest thing you do.
Yes. Well, it helps me to not black out and not get hungover. Because after I drink, I go in there. I get a pizza. I get a sandwich.
Well, they say you're not supposed to drink liquids while you're consuming food. So
who's they?
The people I know.
The people she knows.
No, I know that it has made the people around me uncomfortable, so we don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it causes...
Oh, drinking alcohol, sorry.
No, not drinking alcohol. Drinking like pop or soda you're eating, like it causes indigestion, heartburn stuff, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I definitely got all that stuff. I got heartburn. Second show Friday in Peoria over the weekend. I had to like do a little pause and kind of call attention to it. I was just like, okay... Settle in, little Prilosec. Like I had to like take a little break. I was like, it's one of those things where you're crossing your finger. The only thing I compare it to is sometimes if I'm in the bathroom here and I'm stuck in the bathroom, I'm not going to leave for a little bit.
Yeah,
I'll be like, play another commercial.
Right.
And then I hear Christy say the weather and I have to run out.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things on stage where I was like, this joke needs to do better than it's ever done. So I've got 4 or 5 seconds to sort of, you know what I'm talking about?
Get
the little Tums reset.
Mm. There you go.
I feel like I'm talking about the grossest version of myself.
No, you're fine.
And I hate that it took so long to get here, but I'm glad he's finally getting out.
Someone's listening saying, finally, somebody else is talking about this.
Yes. So if I can wrap a couple things in here.
Sure.
You talked about popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
Is popcorn on a string on a tree still a thing?
We do it just for fun. Like,
you still do it? Okay.
Yeah, we do it. We usually get through a string. Like there's like enough maybe to go through by the mantle.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Something that we do as soon as, well, we did, Addie and I kind of do it now. Once, like the first thing we do for Christmas break, like she's home and we do that and we watch a Christmas movie or whatever.
What do you use? Like fishing line? What do you use?
Just thread.
Just regular thread.
It's
just, okay.
Yeah, it's a thicker thread, but yeah, that's what I use.
So do you cook like a couple batches knowing you're going to eat some of it as you're putting it on the string?
No, what we string and what we eat are different.
Oh, they are?
Yes. I was going to ask that because I know you do good popcorn on the stove and do you just string up microwave stuff?
No, we string up regular popcorn, but it's just, it's the ones that I know that are like... They're GMO. they get really big and they're pretty, but we don't eat them.
Sure. That's funny.
We eat the organic popcorn, yeah.
Is that the one that has like monkey brains on it? You know, like the popcorn kernel?
Yes.
Where it's got little...
The real big ones and they look pretty with the cranberries, so that's what we use.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, is there any more Christmas decoration stuff we want to talk about? Ozzy, you're not doing it. I'm not doing... I might get a little plastic tree and put it in the window.
I mean, I've got like 30 totes of Christmas ornaments. I could do trees all day. Like, my mom collected Hallmark. Easy.
Oh, every year.
She collected Hallmark ornaments, so every Peanuts ornament up to a certain year.
Dude, that is a racket.
And yeah, a brilliant
racket, because every year they come out with new stuff, and there's like 50 new things that some lady
wants. And Ulsie got us ornaments. She got me the friend's couch, and it's Hallmark.
I have the Seinfeld A Festivus for the Rest of Us sweater.
Yeah.
Should we commit to this?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, here we go.
It's going to be a minute.
I don't think I can turn it off.
Unless it just starts over.
You shouldn't have committed to this. Yeah, I mean, you can't turn it off.
So I never saw the Billy Bass ornament before, though.
It's adorable. I love this. This is my new favorite thing. I'm very
I've never seen
about
it.
This.
Yeah.
It's super cute. But yeah, once you start it, you can't stop it.
No, and you're starting to have quite the Uncle Tricky collection over there of stuff.
Oh,
buddy.
Yeah. I've got some hot sauce. I've got my personal hot sauce. I've got this Malort koozie somebody sent me. I've got a Joey Fatone bobblehead.
Oh,
Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
I love Joey Fatone.
I've got the Ace ornament that he got me last year for Christmas. I've got...
Probably re-gifted.
Yeah. And then I've got... This is my favorite thing. I've got this little hamburger full of little pins, like a little Indy 5 pin. I got a Dick Gregory running for president pin.
Is that a Watchmen pin over there?
I got a Watchmen pin. Nice. Our friend Christy in Colorado sent me this South Park, Colorado Fire Department thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I got a bunch of little fun little toys over here.
I always squish that when I put your show prep over there.
Well, be careful.
What, like it's a butt? Like kind of a little, like a butt grab?
I just put my finger in it where there's no pins.
Yeah, because there's the needles. Yeah. I did put a lot of them away because Todd Snyder was here, and I really respect him. He's like a little piece of folk Americana.
Right,
we got to hold on to him forever.
Yeah.
And I put away like half my goofy stuff.
Really? He played in your corner.
He was sitting right where I sit, so I put everything in this little container that I have over here because I was like, I don't need Todd Snyder to see my Joey Fatone bobblehead. I doubt that he's a fan of NSYNC or the Family Feud.
Got a kick out of it.
Do you guys know that Joey Fatone is the announcer on Family Feud?
He was, and then they got rid of him.
They got rid of him?
Or they just used his voice and they cut out the part where he goes, "This is Joey Fatone."
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
Then he started hosting a game show himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did?
I think it's like Common Knowledge or something like that.
No, oh, he's always my favorite NSYNCer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's the only one that I know. Is Aaron Carter's brother in that one? Is
no.
Justin Timberlake
no,
in that
No, that
one?
Was the other one.
Justin
the other
Timberlake, one? Lance Bass.
Okay.
JC.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll say, like, this is an after-the-pod discussion. This isn't even that. This is so much less than that. Okay, you guys. Who knew Donnie Baker loves Christmas decorations so much?
Hi, Bob and Tom. Happy holidays, man. It's Donnie Baker. Man, it's that time of year when everybody's putting up their Christmas lights. And what's frustrating is... Hell, we just took ours down before Thanksgiving. I swear to God we did. We had to take them down so we'd have enough juice in the house to keep the microwave on long enough to cook a 12-pound ham. Sex. But putting up lights wasn't too bad this year, because my mom, Phyllis, still runs daycare out of her house. Well, at least until they set another court date. Anyways, she's got some strong kids this year that luckily ain't afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what these small fries will do for some fruit snacks and a Red Bull. I mean, they'll even hang lights above the gutters, which I never did, because even though it's December, we still got mud daubers breeding up there. I swear to God we do. But I leave them alone, because like my mom fella says, you don't bother them, they ain't going to bother you.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like warts. And this year, man, it's going to cost us a little less because I'm stringing 4 strands into my neighbor's yard and running 80% of our light source off his bug zapper. I swear to God I am. And he can afford it. I don't feel a bit bad about it. I know you can because you've been stealing cable ever since HBO debuted Real Sex, Mitchell. There's about $9,000 right there you owe the state in porn payments. And if you unplug us this year... Don't think your wife won't know it. I swear to God I'll rat you out right to her face and email the Attorney Surgeon General. But man, it's hard enough to keep up with everyone in the neighborhood. Times are changing. It's more like a competition than a celebration anyways. I mean, it used to be you could plant a plastic Santa in the front yard or throw some lights on your boat and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, man. Everybody has to top their next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. Same reason why we got suckered into adding a bonus room to our mini barn. But at least that's an investment because it's square footage.
Right. Yeah.
Hell, 3 doors down to vendors. Hell, every day they bring something new back from Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
They have every Christmas decoration you can think of. I swear to God they do. They got the big nutcrackers, reindeers, a big Quaker state banner they got from Talladega. And that's going to get stoked. I'm trying to tell them. Yeah. Man, they also have 4 or 5 of them yard-sized snow globes that they run off their air compressor, which is real nice.
Because
now I don't have to stop at the Circle K to put 30 pounds of pressure in my radios before work. What's he going to do? Prove it. Plus, you can't charge for air. It's state law. And this year, man, they even have a real live manger scene. Well, most of it's real. It's got Moses, Mary, real goats that look like camels. I swear to God they do. And billy goats are badass, man. They'll eat anything. We go over after work and feed them cat food and Hormel chili. You know, Moses is knee-deep in goat manure. I know he parted the Red Sea, but so far, man, this Moses ain't having much luck with the brown one.
Donnie, that's disgusting. And
Moses wasn't even in the manger scene. That was Joseph.
Shut up, Randy. I looked it up. It wouldn't hurt you to pick up a Bible and read Revelations like I did, Randy.
It was Joseph.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it was.
No, it ain't.
Jesus is dead. Joseph.
Research, you dick. I swear to God it was Moses.
I think we should all, you know, read Revelations this Christmas time. I think it's important.
Definitely.
So one of my favorite Donnie things that happens isn't actually something Donnie does. It's something that Chick does.
Yeah.
Where Donnie says something so ridiculous, and Chick just goes, right. Like, oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. He got a Quaker steak and lube flag. Yeah. Oh, nice. He just goes for the ride with him. It's my favorite thing that Chick does.
I love in there. Can you imagine giving Red Bull to children?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be kind of wild.
That would be. That would be.
What of it?
You got a problem with that?
I think time has passed enough for this one, but I remember when my cousin was little and we were on our way back from the lake and she was just such a whiner. And she was, I'm thirsty. And there was nothing in the car to drink except what was left over in the cooler from the weekend at the lake. And her dad gave her a wine cooler.
Nice.
And she was like, I like it. And she was out on her feet.
Like he gave it to her thinking that she wouldn't like the taste and she just want to get rid of it. And then she really got a kick out of it.
And then she chugged it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think we were like 8.
Wow. You were 8 years old?
Uh-huh.
And she was also 8 years old.
Yeah.
So you were both children. You weren't like a 23-year-old like, this is going to be hilarious. Let's give the kid wine.
No. I mean, we all laughed. I don't think we really understood what it was going on until they continued to retell the story for years to come.
Yeah. I don't remember it, but my family has that story about me. We were all at the pool together, and my mom got virgin daiquiris for the kids and a daiquiri for herself.
Ooh.
And then like we're all like running around going crazy, and then she finally tries hers and she was like, this doesn't taste like it has any booze in it.
No.
And they just, as they tell the story, they just look around. I'm like flailing my arms all over the place going loco. But yeah, no memory of that.
It seems like a scene from a movie.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all it is. Just look it over. This doesn't have any booze. Yeah.
Right.
Maybe that's why I'm so crazy.
So, Willie, you said you're going to be on the road leading up to Christmas. Is that right?
Yeah, man. If you're listening to this the week it comes out, this Thursday, I'm going to be in Indy upstairs at Helium. On the 10th of December, I'm going to be in Chicago at the Laugh Factory. And then this Saturday, I'm opening up for Kostaki in Vincennes, Indiana at the Eagles Lodge at 7:30. And Jeff Bodart is going to be there. And you guys should come out there. I'm going to be selling a bit of merch.
Is that new?
What, the merch?
No, Bodart.
Bodart, he's filling in for Godwin.
No, same act.
Because Godwin is, Godwin's MIA right now with the back surgery.
That was the trade? Was Bodart for Godwin?
That's
Godwin
a great trade. What are you talking about?
It's not.
You can come out, you can buy a Tarbo wand.
You got those papers?
I got some. I'm not talking about them because, way to go, Aldi.
Why are you not talking about them?
Because they're everyone's Christmas present. So I don't want, it was, I wanted
you to. You posted them on social media.
Yeah, but he's not going to look at that.
He's not going to listen to this.
But of course he's not going to listen to the halfway.
You're worried about him. Yeah. Fine.
Uh-oh. See, then I'm definitely not going on family vacation. Yeah, I got papers. I don't really sell them. I just donate whatever, pay what you want. I just want folks to have a little nice little something.
That's nice.
And there's no way that I could ever really make a profit off it. So, yeah, but I'm giving out the Willie G papers. But cool. Yeah, everyone around here is going to get them. So I've just been hush hush around the office a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Don't worry at all.
My little dig on, and it was for, I can't remember if it was Josh, but I kind of did it for Josh. Someone said that Bodart carves a mean wand.
I saw this.
And I said, twig. He carves a mean twig.
Okay. The Tarbo wand is a fine product. I got one for my little sister.
One for my niece.
He can put a special stone in there. Yeah. They can do engraving. They're actually super cool, especially around the holiday season. Gosh, you know what? We should make Bodart pay us for this. I didn't think that we were going to plug it this much.
Well, here's the thing. They're not cheap wands. So there
but
you go.
They are a cheap twig.
No, they're great. Handcrafted, American made.
What does Tarbo mean?
I don't know. I assume it's some wizard from some book.
He explained it. I think it made sense.
Oh, that's the brand of his wand?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet you it's like a Lord of the Rings or a Harry Potter reference, right?
Do you know what it is?
I don't know. I'm not up on my wand.
If she doesn't know, then I don't want to know.
Can I just say that we got Alsman out of a meeting that she had to be on. She was supposed to be scheduled.
I got an email. Hey, Jessica, where are you, though? So it's like, cool.
But I feel like at this point, She kind of wishes maybe she was on that call.
No.
I'm kidding. So, hey, before we go, I found this. It's a 10-second bit, okay? Uh-huh. And it's a play on an old local thing.
Cool.
Okay, but it's Chick doing this. And I can't remember if they did this live or what, but it's very funny. Hang tight.
Sitting on my big old toy sack, banging Mrs. Claus from the back.
Okay.
When I was looking for things, that just kind of popped up.
Oh, my gosh. I have never heard that.
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, that is playground level.
Yeah. Have you heard the show?
Yes. No, but at least there's typically a little bit of nuance.
Yes.
That is just right in your face. Hey, here's the joke. Wow. Sitting on the nuts, Mrs. Claus from the back. It's a great rhyme.
I guess we'll see you guys next year, right?
Yeah, very possible.
All right.
Maybe, who knows?
Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay, anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh, are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.